Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman po kami si Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam here on Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Kumusta ang nakaraan ninyong linggo at kumusta ang kainyong weekend? Be with us today from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. Once again here on Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Sa tanang dapit ng ako napunta, ang tumangkaan niyang nisaklit sa akong mga mata. Ikabay luko pa ba? Kiningiutang pinangga. Nagingikanan sa upos kong harana.
See you.
Shalala, at kumusta sa lahat nating mga kaibigan dito sa Auckland, sa North Shore, sa Central Auckland, dito sa East, sa Hawick and Pakuranga areas, and also sa South, kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? At tomorrow is the first day of autumn. Wow, ang bilis naman ng panahon. At saka, it's starting very abrupt atang change ng weather, ano? It's starting to sort of cool down a little bit. It was quite hot during midday, and starting to sort of temperatures gone down a little bit today, which is a little better than you know, the humidity. It was so humid today. So, first day of autumn. Kumusta ang lahat natin mga kaibigan dyan sa North Shore? Sila si Emerson and Bernadette Nufable, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
Si Boyet and Bea Viray. Of course, Josie and Kathy Tomakin, our very good friends over the shore. And of course, Ado and Belinda Flores, Alex and Carmela Andales, Jun Gansan and his family, and many more friends natin dyan sa
North Shore. Ang hermana, hermanos mayor sa North Shore.
Yes, to Ray and Evic Rica Franca.
Yes.
And Tito Oscar, to Ramon and Nifa Marinias here down the South Auckland area.
Yeah.
Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? And of course, friends from the West to Ching Mandawe, to Nani and Ching Mandawe, Tito Oscar, are really good friends.
Dexter of the Love.
Dexter and Love Ikong. Of course, we have Joy and Boboy Caballero. We have Jeff and Diane Edmonds, Romil and Cherry Fernandez and family, among others, Tito Oscar. And somewhere here in the East, dito sa Pakuranga Hawick areas, we have Rick and Marivic, Tito Oscar. Mavis Phil and family, Tuina Phil, to Lorna, Gayatina. Lorna is down in Papakura, right?
Yes, that's
who
correct.
Else do we have in the East area, east of Auckland? We have lots of friends, over there as well.
Ito mga devotees sa Señor Santo Niño.
Yes, of course, Tito Oscar. And of course, the South. So we have Willie and Lorna Gayatin, and to Yvette Espaguera and family. Hi to Lorna May. Lorna May Espaguera, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
And of course, to Judith Hastings and family, our very good friend Judith. And somewhere up, Tito Oscar, in around Wayuku area, to Ging Neil and family. And of course, some hi and hello to Father Gilbert, who is now
How are you doing, Father?
In Wayuku. Hope they are looking after you, Father. We'll have to organize a trip to visit you someday. So be with us today from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. here on 104.6 Planet FM Pilipinas Mabuhay. This is your Tita Miriam.
Kumusta po ng atong mga kaagsuunan nga mga OFW din sa Auckland?
Yes, there's quite a few of them now, Tito Oscar, right?
Yes. Yes.
And they're doing a great job with building high-rise buildings, building commercial buildings.
Mga
as well.
Glazer, mga carpenters. Thank you very much. Naasila din hi. We are now helping the build a construction industry sa especially sa Auckland.
Yes, and it's true, Tito Oscar, ang galing ng Pinoy.
Yes. Kaning shalala, shout out nito sa tanang builders.
Yes, Tito Oscar. And of course, in our medical profession, all our doctors and nurses in all the hospitals here in Auckland, really appreciate the great job that you are doing, looking after those who are under your care.
I'm
And yes, by the power of God's love, He redeemed us from eternal death and prepared for us everlasting life. And this is what reminds me of the time of Lent. Yes, we are now in the period of Lent. When we started Ash Wednesday, the blessing of ashes on Wednesday. And Jesus loved us so much that He gave His life to ransom us from our sin, from eternal death. And for me, that is what Lent is all about. And it also reminds me that Jesus carried the cross of our sins, our shortcomings, our failings, even to the point of death, death on the cross. It reminds me that I too need to carry my cross daily. And as I was reflecting on this, I came across this article written by Lauren Witherell from the website Active Christianity. And he says, what does it mean to take up your cross daily? Jesus said that to be His disciple, you have to take up your cross daily. How can you do that? Take up your cross daily, a condition of discipleship. Luke 9 verse 23 says, then He said to them, if anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. What does Jesus mean when He says that we should take up our cross daily? To take up our cross is something that has to take place in our thoughts. When thoughts that are not pleasing to God come to our mind during the day, we put them to death on an inner cross. A judging thought toward our friend crops up, for example, or perhaps a grumbling thought of dissatisfaction for what we have to do today. As these thoughts come up in our mind, we choose to deny them. Our mind stands guard at the door of our heart, and we get to decide what comes through. When a sinful thought pops up in our mind the first time, it is only a temptation, a suggestion from the hidden enemy. But we can choose to deny that thought access to our heart. In practice, that means that as soon as we become aware of that sinful thought, we disagree with it. We do not need to dwell on it. The thought meets a firm no in our mind. We do not permit the thought to pass through our mind and come into our heart. Denying these simple thoughts is how to take up our cross daily. Let us also suffer in the flesh, cease from sin. It hurts to go against what we are naturally drawn to deny the thoughts that we naturally tend to think. Just like a physical cross causes suffering for the body, this metaphorical cross also causes suffering for our flesh, that part of us that is drawn to sin and which is denied its demands. But we have a good reason to choose to do this, and that is written in the first letter of Peter, chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. So let this be our motivation. This verse promises that when we suffer in our flesh, that is to say, when we take up our cross and deny the sinful thoughts that come up in us during the day, we will actually cease from sin. And it is not just a promise that will be fulfilled some unknown day far in the future. We see progress as we go. Perhaps we have a particular tendency to be harsh and cold to our peers. As we say no in temptation when these negative thoughts come, we notice as time passes that those thoughts do not come as often anymore. It becomes easier for us to be a good and warm and kind to the people around us. This is the fulfillment of that promise. We are becoming free from sin in that area. And following Jesus, what did Jesus do? We will go back to this after this music. You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Jesus then. This is what true discipleship is all about. It is a life that we live by, daily, following after Jesus, our forerunner. What did Jesus do in his daily life? He had a firm resolve when he was tempted. In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, we read, "Not my will, but yours be done." He took up his cross, and he denied himself. His temptations never resulted in sin, in word, in thought, or in deed. It is also written in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, that Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. This is what it takes to faithfully take up our cross daily. We have to cry out to God, to our God, for the strength to hold out, for the strength to say no and keep saying no in the time of temptation. We must humble ourselves and have the same mind that Jesus had. Not my will, but yours be done. Taking up our cross daily leads to transformation. We will not always be the same person we are today. As we are cleansed from the sin in our nature, the fruits of the Spirit come in its place. Rather than being quick to judge and critical, or grumpy and downcast, we can radiate love and kindness and gentleness. Isn't that hopeful? Philippians 3 verse 12 says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected. But I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. So, in order for us to live through this period of Lent, let us take up our cross daily and follow Jesus. One of the things we can practice, that I can practice during this time of Lent, is to be careful with my words. Proverbs 18 verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Our words have the power to build up or tear down. Nelson Mandela, who opposed the South African apartheid regime and was imprisoned for almost 3 decades, knew the power of words. He is often quoted today, but while in prison, his words could not be quoted for fear of repercussion. A decade after his release, he said, "It is never my custom to use words lightly. If 27 years in prison have done anything to us, it was to use the silence of solitude to make us understand how precious words are and how real speech is and its impact on the way people live and die." King Solomon, who authored Proverbs, wrote often about the power of words. He said, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Words have the potential to produce positive or negative consequences. They have the power to to live life through encouragement and honesty, or to crush and kill through lies and gossip? How can we be assured of producing good words that have a positive outcome? The only way is by diligently guarding our hearts. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Jesus can transform our hearts so that our words can truly be their best. Honest, calm, appropriate, and suitable for the situation. So, let us live up to this inspiration, to this promise, to this hope that Jesus can transform our hearts so that our words can truly be their best.
Ano ang saysay ng aking paglalakbay, kundi sa iyo ang mundo ay mabigay. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y
you're still listening on 104.6 Planet FM Pilipinas, Mabuhay.
Pag-ibig kong tunay.
Tita Miriam, we will remind natin ating mga listeners, faithful listeners, about sa Misa bukas.
Yes, Sam, the Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy invites everyone to join them in the Filipino Mass every Sunday at Good Shepherd Parish in Balmoral from 11:30. And also this coming Friday, the monthly Novena Mass to Señor Santo Niño, inviting all devotees to continue with their devotions for the love of Jesus.
Pilipinas Mabuhay, 104.6 Planet FM, the Overseas Filipino Station in Auckland.
The Overseas Filipino Workers Station, Tito Oscar Wright.
Yes.
Ito ako, nasa bayang dayuhan, kumakayod ng lubos.
This is a shout out to our Filipino workers in Auckland.
Ay tinitiis na lang alang-alang sa'yo, para sa iyo lamang.
Kinala ka, akala ko ay guwapo ka. Hindi pala, loko ka.
Nang makilala ka, akala ko ay boba ka. Hindi pala, mukha lang. At yung di malilimutan nang ako
kibawa ka, Tita Miriam, ng atong mga karpintero din sa at your carpenters or ang overseas Filipino workers. They are being praised by their employers.
So I heard, Tito Oscar, nga hardworking kuno kaayo ang atong mga builders, carpenters nga are here from the Philippines, Tito Oscar.
Yeah, giiluga na sila, Tita Miriam. Mm-hmm. They are highly regarded as a very good worker.
And they always go out of their way. They run, they walk the extra mile, so to get their work done, even before the set date, Tito Oscar, right?
Yes,
that's I heard. Yes.
That's correct. And Tita Miriam, if anybody out there listening now, if you want to have some assistance in terms sa ilang accommodation, sa ilang contract, please feel free to call me. Ang number na ko is 027-8011782 or 027-570-1139. Free of charge ni Hawani Charge.
Yes, Tito Oscar, is just community service.
Yes.
And more than anything else, sa para sa ating mga kababayan, we know of confirmation regarding the coronavirus, isang patient here in Auckland. So, let's be very careful. Ano, always visit the website sa Ministry of Health to be guided kung anong dapat natin gawin. Ano? So, 104.6 Panet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay. We hope you enjoy the article we shared with you tonight. We hope that you will join us again next week, Saturday, and every Saturday from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. here on 104.6 Planet FM. This is your Tita Miriam, giving you our love and prayers.
And this is Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas mabuhay!